I'm good. Let us get to our guest. We've talked a lot during the pandemic about assisted living facilities, nursing homes, and the like. And with us to discuss it from a professional perspective is Carlene Ray. She is the Director of Assisted Living and Resident Services at McLean Assisted Living Facilities. Carlene, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Carlene, how are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
Good.
We're good for a Monday. We're good.
It's a good Monday, yeah.
It is a good Monday.
It's
We've talked.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day. We should be thankful for that. We've talked a lot during the pandemic about assisted living facilities and caring for our loved ones, and we're into it 9 months now. How difficult has it been for McLean from every aspect? Let's put it this way: what's been the biggest thing that you found during the pandemic that has been the toughest thing to try to address?
What a great question. You know, looking back and being in the midst of it, the health and safety of our residents was always the foremost issue for us. And certainly in March and April, when this came flying at us, it was scary. But with the help of the State Department of Health, with CDC, with our staff, we were able to formulate a pandemic plan. Before, it had been in a manual on a shelf, and now all of a sudden it was opened and in front of us, and we were in full gear. As it looks like we're going to be facing it again, we know so much more and feel so much more confident this time around.
How do you, and one of the restrictions was, and I don't know, maybe you can give us the status on this, let's say you have somebody who's staying with you guys, and, you know, they want to come visit. Did you restrict visits for a while, or are they still being restricted?
We did restrict visits. The governor shut down all visits for us, and that was really hard. We're very lucky at McLean. We have a technology and media center and a wealth of technology that helped us through FaceTime and Skype to connect our residents with their families. I believe it was in late May, early June, we were allowed to start outdoor visits, and we were blessed with wonderful weather throughout the summer, and we're able to schedule over 100 visits a week here at McLean for our families. And then this fall, we were allowed to do scheduled indoor visits, and that upped our capacity. So many, many people are allowed to have scheduled visits with their loved ones. There are also such things as compassionate care visits for those who need visits in their apartments, and certainly end-of-life visits have always been allowed.
We were into phase three. Now we've been rolled back to phase two. When people at McLean talk to the people who are in your care, what kind of message do you try to give them? I don't know whether to give them hope or to give them kind of like the feeling that don't despair. Everybody's going through this.
First and foremost, we're so lucky here at McLean. We really are a family. It's a partnership between our residents, our families, and our staff. And we've opened up many new communication channels so that we're always on the same page. We're very transparent with what we're doing. We have an exceptional life enrichment staff here who have been deployed to all of our neighborhoods. We have 6 neighborhoods here under our health center roof. And these individuals are providing either one-on-one enrichment or small group activities for our residents. We have families right now working on videos and messages that they're sending in for the holidays that we'll weave together in a special McLean movie to show to all of our residents. And we even have an isolation committee made up of residents, family, and staff that talk about this weekly and try to think of creative ways to make it okay and to make it as good as it can be.
When you have somebody, and I think you're kind of going this way, what happens when somebody does test positive or begin to show symptoms? Do you isolate them, and if so, how?
Absolutely. We have a plan approved by the State Department of Public Health. We have rooms on our post-acute rehab unit that we keep empty, and those are designated as our positive rooms. Should anyone be diagnosed with the virus, mm-hmm. we test our residents weekly, so we're aware, and we do symptom checks 3 shifts a day, so we try to really be on top of any changes in health conditions.
We're talking to Carlene Ray. She is the Director of Assisted Living and Resident Services at McLean Assisted Living. Have there been a lot of admissions during this time?
For a while, that's a good question. For a while, we were closed to all admissions, both to our short-term post-acute unit as well as our long-term care and our assisted living. But we are now open to admissions. We have a whole new protocol for accepting new people in terms of strategically how they move items in, how we clean everything that's moved in. When the person comes, they're actually in staying in their room for the first 2 weeks till we make sure all is well.
You know, and I've been in there a couple of times. I had a friend who was convalescing there at one time. And, you know, you have different levels, right? I mean, specialties. You mentioned like 6 different, I think it was. But what all can you take care of there?
Well, we have it all when you drive in.
I know you do.
We have a beautiful wooded campus with hundreds of acres.
Give you that.
We have multiple independent options, be they villas, cottages, or apartments. Under our health center roof, we have assisted living, we have special memory care assisted living, and we have skilled nursing care. We also have a home care and hospice agency on our campus and an outpatient rehab facility.
That pretty much covers it, doesn't it?
So there, obviously, it does not appear that COVID is going away anytime soon.
No.
How do you plan at McLean to handle things going forward, say it's still here by next spring or thereabouts? Do you change anything that you've done, Carlene, or do you feel that everything that you've done has been in the best interest of obviously your residents and the like?
You know, Joe, change is the key word. Sometimes we change our protocols weekly, sometimes daily. We're getting constant feedback from the State Department of Health, from CDC. We have a senior leadership COVID committee that meets 3 times a week. You just have to be very nimble. It's almost, I like to say, we tuck and roll. We just have to just be ready to, you know, change on a dime to take care of these precious people that live with us.
You know, and when you're talking about the committee that you have put together and you meet 3 days a week, you know, are you still aware from the outset? I think we all are, but I know you will because you have to be. Major changes in what we think is the right thing to do, protocols. Does that happen fairly frequently?
Well, you know, in the beginning, remember, it was back in March, are we wearing masks? Are we
not wearing masks?
And now we have a very strict protocol. We know exactly what to wear by what phase we're in. Our cleaning procedures and cleaning high-touch surfaces multiple times a day are in effect. We have an infection control committee that stays on top of the latest procedures we should be doing there. We know now more about air purification systems and certainly just the basics of masking and social distance. All the time, the focus being on the health and safety of our residents.
And we know that is foremost at McLean. Carlene, thanks for joining us. Stay safe. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Appreciate it. Carlene Ray from McLean.
Got all right, good question. A great question.
I think that's a first.
scoring, buddy.
Here's